We're starting today the Masechet Zavin. So before we do that, I think it would be worthwhile for us to just get the general dinim clear, because otherwise it's easy to get confused. And remember that Masechet Zavin actually includes two very different dinim, because there's Zav of a male, and then there's Zava of a female, and the Torah is very careful in the chalak between them in terms of the number of re'iyot and in terms of the relationship between the re'iyot and the day on which the re'iyah takes place. So let's start from the beginning. So first of all, we're talking about zivot. It's very important to realize that the din of Zivot is a little bit complex because of its comparison to the din of Shechvah Zera, Pekeri. So, first of all, we need to understand we're not talking about the same material at all, even though this is something that is, of course, a genital, it's a prostate-generated material. But as the Gemara says, we're talking about two very different types of liquid. Liquid, which is called zivos, is loose, like beitza muzeret, which is an egg that's been lying around for a long time. It's not fertile. And, you know, that iffy, watery kind of white of the egg that you have. That's called a beitza muzeret. And it is also not going to be exuded with an erection. It has nothing to do with the type of thing that would allow an actual sperm-containing semen, which requires an erection to be considered Shechvah Zera. Shechvah Zera, on the other hand, is thicker, daima to beitza she'ina muzeret, and therefore, just because two things come out of the same area doesn't mean that they're the same thing. And we're talking about very different materials. But nonetheless, and this is what's confusing, nonetheless, there's an interrelationship between these dinim. Because a re'iyah of keri, one-time re'iyah of keri, a one-time re'iyah of zives has the same din as a re'iyah keri. Masha'inke, a one-time re'iyah of a woman of dam in the 11 days between one cycle of menses and another does not have a din of nidais. It has a din which is called shomeret yom kineged yom. We don't have that concept of shomeret yom kineged yom when it comes to a male. We only have a halacha of normal din of riyas keri, which makes no difference about you going to the mikveh, you wait until the sun sets, and you are the tahor. Do not become tomei limafreya in the event that there's going to be another re'iyah, which is what would happen to a woman who's a shomeres yom kineged yom. So in that sense, it's very different. Furthermore, we have a case in what we have a concept, I should say, of 3 days that are mentioned in the whole idea of zivos. And because of that, the first three days that we keep after Oridia is also important in recognizing that it has special din. We're going to talk about what those special din are. Okay, so now let's talk about zivas. So somebody has a re'iyah of one zivas, which is simply, it drips out of the penis. It's not ejaculated in any way. And therefore, we find up at the beginning whether there's a machlokes between Beit Jam and Beit Hillel, what the din is. Is it a concept of a shomeres yom kineged yom for a male? Or is it a completely different halacha? In the end, we paskin not like Beit Shammai. It's not the same din as a shomeres yom kineged yom, as I mentioned. And one re'iyah would be, according to Beit Shammai, actually not like a Balkeri, and it would be Mitami like one Ria on an Ishan, it would be Mitami, but Mishkab Umosha. A Balkeri is not Mitami, but Mishkab Umosha. So this was a specific approach, which we'll see in the beginning of the Sefer, Aliba the Beit Shammai. You do need three Ri'iyot to be what is known as either a Zava V'Dela, or a Zav who requires a korban the same way that a woman requires a korban. She's a Mechuseret Kippurim, and he is a Mechuser Kippurim. So now the question is, what about the number of Re'iyos? So if a Zav has Re'iyos all one after the other on one day, and we'll see, we learn this out of the Pasuk, where the Pasuk actually mentions the number of Re'iyos by hinting at it. So if there are three Re'iyos in one day, or even if those three Re'iyos are on subsequent days, he is considered to be a Zav who is Mechuser Kippurim. If he sees two Re'iyos, then he is more chomer than a woman who sees two Re'iyos, because a woman who sees two Re'iyos is still a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, who is Metame Mishkav Umosha, but not only is she not required to bring a korban, she's still a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, which means she does not need Shivat Nikiyim. She only needs to complete one complete day in which there are no more Re'iyos, and then she's back to her Yomim that are Roy to be her Zava, but she's not a Zava. So the male, on the other hand, immediately requires Shiva's Nikiyim, and he becomes Tumat Shiva even on his second Re'iyah. His first Re'iyah is, as I said, the way Mipaskin gives him a din only of a Balkeri. He's not Metame Mishkav Umosham, and he doesn't become Tame Lemafreya. Now, we're also going to find that there's a machlokas about the seeing one Re'iyah, which is as long as two Re'iyahs, and in that case, it's considered to be the equivalent of two Re'iyahs, and he would, according to Beit Shammai, he would be a Zav Vomur, because if he saw, let's say, one Re'iyah, and then he has another Re'iyah, which is as long as two Re'iyahs, it would be two separate Re'iyahs. Whereas Beisel, who holds that where you're Metame Mishkav Umosha, and there's another very special din about a Zav, and that he requires Mayim Hayim, but he's only going to be Chayiv, a Korban, if you can be Mitzarif, the Re'iyah Mishona, with the other two Re'iyahs. According to Beit Shammai, and I mentioned before, that since the union of the Zivas is 3 days initially, according to Beit Shammai, if there's one day in between, it's still within 3 days. And within 3 days, it's mitzaret. According to Beis Hillel, you cannot have a day in between and still call it tzirut. These are all the machlokas that we're going to meet immediately at the beginning of the Maseret. So that's why it's kedai to mention it over here. So that means if there's a hefsek, he's not considered, according to Beis Hillel, he's not considered to be a Zav Bromer that's going to be chayiv in a part. So that means, again, male can be chayiv in a Shivas Nikiyim and not necessarily be a Zav Bromer, Zav Gadol, to be chayiv in Bechus HaKippuri. But a woman, if she is already Tumea Shiva, which is three Re'iyahs, then she is Mitame also in a way that she has to bring a korban. So we don't have this interim kind of idea by a woman. And furthermore, the major difference is that when it comes to this Zav male, The re'ias can all take place all on day, because it's a function of re'ias. By a female, it's a function of yamim rabim, is the lashon of the pasuk, below eight midata. So it would be a function of three separate days. And therefore, three re'ias on one day still leaves her as a shomeres yom kineged yom. Whereas by a zachar, it would already be mechayev in shivas nikiyim and tefillah. So that would be very, very different. Okay, I think that's really the main things that we need to know up front. So let's move on to, we have time. So let's move on to our first Mishnah, which I won't be able to do tomorrow. So Hakol Mitam'im Bezival, the din over here of Hakol Mitam'im Bezival is coming to tell me that the age of Zivas is irrelevant. As we've seen before, male or female infants are nonetheless shayach to Tumas Zivas. And this is because, again, is there,
what? If you started in second verse, you have a verse.
Oh, sorry. As I had wanted to mention that as part of our introductions. Right. I wanted to also mention as part of the introduction, sorry for getting to the one parak. But there's also, it's important to note that because of the hormones that an infant is exposed to during gestation, so it's possible for a child to actually become a zav, because it's basically a hormonal issue and not a description of what the body is actually doing. Okay, so now moving on to the first mission. Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Haro'eh Re'iyah Achat Shel Zav. So somebody has one Re'iyah of Zivas. What's his din? Beit Shammai says his din is the same as a woman who is Re'iyah. He is like a Shomeret Yom Kineged Yom. So he has to maintain this entire period and see whether he's going to have another Re'iyah. And if he does have another Re'iyah, either today or tomorrow, he's going to be tamei lemafreya, the same way that an isha is a shomeres yom kineged yom. If she goes to the mikveh but she ends up still being roya during the last minutes of that day, that mikveh is not going to do her any bit of good, and she was tamei the entire time. And therefore, if he's the same as she is, so then until such time as he's tamei, he has a din of a zav, he would be metamei mishka v'moshav, and if there's another re'iya, it is a limafreya re'iya. Whereas Beit Hillel omrim, no. The Torah actually compares the din of a zav to a balkeri. And therefore, if he isn't re'iya a second re'iya, then he is simply a Balkari who is not Matame, the Mishka Vumoshav, and during that entire time, even if he's Roya another Re'iya, he doesn't become Tame Limafreya. Only from that point on does he become a Zav, according to Beit Hillel. Now, if he would have two Re'iyas, and they would be next to each other, so then he is a Zav, who has to also, is a Zav Gadol, and he has to bring a carbon. The question is, what does that mean? Could there be a day in between? Or does it have to be consecutive Re'iyas, or at least consecutive days of Re'iyas? Definitely, consecutive Re'iyas on the same day would make him a Zav. And the question is, how about if he has two Re'iyas on Sunday, the third re'iyah on Monday, or three re'iyahs on one day, or three re'iyahs on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they would all for sure be tamei. Nobody argues on that. But suppose he had one re'iyah on Sunday, nothing on Monday, and then on Tuesday he had two re'iyahs, or for that matter, he had one re'iyah that was as long as 2 riyas, which we're going to discuss later on in the parak, what defines as long as 2 riyas. So Beit Shammai says that it is, that he is a Zav Gomer. And this, as we explained before, the 3 days are considered to be one unit, according to Beit Shammai, because that's the magic number. And therefore, we are machmir during that period in as if it's all the same, and he's a Zav Gomer, and that would be the same as having all the years one day on consecutive days. Rosh Beis Hillel says, no, he is, in fact, a Zav, who is a Baal Shtei Riyos, in the sense that he's Metame Mishkav Imoshav, and in the sense that he meets Mayim Chayim, because as we mentioned, there's a special din of a Zav not being able to go to a regular mikvah. He has to go to a Mayan. And therefore, this is one of the problems of Aliyah to the Beis HaMikdash today, in which people think they go to a mikvah and that would be necessarily sufficient, and it isn't necessarily sufficient. So anyway, the Shita Beis Hillel is that having the day in between, it makes it basically that the first re'iyah that he had is not part of the re'iyah that he had on Tuesday. Whereas according to Beit Shammai, the first re'iyah on Sunday is mitzaref to the 2 re'iyahs, or the one long re'iyah on Tuesday. Beis Hillel says there is no connection between the re'iyahs if they are not on consecutive days. And therefore, since he had only 2 re'iyahs on Tuesday, that gives him the din of a 2 re'iyah zav, which is not a zav gomer, but he's chomer in terms of Mishkav u'Moshav, he's chomer in terms of needing Mayim Chayim for Tahira, but he's still potter min ha-karban unless he has 3 re'iyahs and they have to be on consecutive days. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda. That's not the machlokas. Modim Beit Shammai b'zav she'eino zav gamur. If there was a day that's mafsik, everybody is moded. It is not considered to be a zav gamur, meaning that he's mischaber, with the first one is mitzarif, with the second two, with a day in between, and is mechayavim in a carbon. The machlokas was something different. The machlokas was where he was roesh shtayim o achas merubav tishnayim. First he saw 2. And then he had, this was on Sunday. And then on Monday he saw nothing. And then on Tuesday he had the 3rd. So there Beit Shammai says, since you started off as a Zav with 2 re'iyahs, you are mitzarif that with the 3rd re'iyah, because a male who is re'iyah 2 re'iyahs already needs shivas nekiyah. So since he already needs shivas nekiyah, that means that you can't say it's not connected to the 3rd day. The 3rd day is part of the shivas nekiyah, along with the 2nd day and the 1st day. And there's a reason to be machmer on those 3 days, because the 3 days are the ikar time, which the Torah gave to be able to be roeh 3 zivos. Therefore, I say, says Beit Shammai, if he was already a Zav Gomer on Sunday because of 2 re'iyahs, and he has to keep Shivas Nekiyim, and the only question is, he doesn't have to bring a parva. If, with only a 1 day hefset, he's re'iyah the 3rd re'iyah, then he actually has to bring, according to Beit Shammai, a parva. But in the case where he only had 1 re'iyah, I agree with Beit Hillel that even though I disagree about whether he has a din of a shomer, it's yom tonight, and yom in terms of tumas mishkav and oshav, and in terms of a tumah l'mafreya, but I certainly agree that he's not considered to be a zav who requires shivas nekiyim. We're only arguing about what the status of his tumah was, right? So in that case, I never would have said that 1 re'iyah zav is mitzarif with 2 re'iyahs on Tuesday. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, if he saw 2 re'iyahs on Sunday, fine. So he's metame mishkav u'moshav, yes. And he requires bias mayim chayim, yes. And he requires, of course, a shivas nekiyim, that was the given between us. However, he's still potter from a karban, because you need to have the days that are one connected to the other in order for it to be Mechayim a Ziva's Gronda, which is a Zonim Gronda. Okay, so once again, the dinim seem to be beautifully brought out. The main dinim that we spoke about in the introductory discussion are brought out very well by this piece. So this Mishnah really forces you to recognize just about all of those dinim. It's talking about the difference between a Balkeri and a Zov in terms of the requirement in the Tumas Mishkan B'Meisha. It's talking about the difference between a Zov Balriya Achas and Turiyas in terms of requiring Shivas Mikiyin, and according to both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And according to Beit Hillel, it also adds Tumas Mishkan V'Moshe, which according to Beit Shammai was there from the beginning anyway. We also have the question of whether there's a din of Tumah L'Mafreya. According to Beit Shammai, there is, because he's the equivalent of a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. He, too, is going to be Metameh like a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. He doesn't mean literally like a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, but that we'll talk about later. It means actually Misha Baal Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. And it's also, the Machlokes is about whether the 3 days where there is, according to the Sheet of Rebbe Elazar ben Lita, where there is a actual Chiyuv of Shivas Mikiyin, whether a day that's in between allows for a tziruf of a first Turiyus with a Tuesday, I'm calling it Tuesday just to keep it clear, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, with a Tuesday at Turiyah, and according to Beit Hillel, there's no special status of the first 3 days than any other day of the Shivas Mikiyin. That was the second way of understanding the Mishnah. And the first way was that, according to Beit Shammai, even a Zov Bariya Achas, who's not even being Shemer, Shivas Mikiyin, would still be able to be Mitzari for years from a Riya Achas on Sunday, with two additional Riyas, which could mean separate Riyas, or could mean long Riyas. The Mishnah was careful to make clear on Tuesday. So, wow, it's a very concentrated, wonderful Mishnah, and it really gets you deep in, right at the beginning, into the Inyanim of babies. Okay, everyone, and remember, as the Petrish tells us, you might think that this is not pleasant, and I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love these sugyas. They're the most lovely to me. So don't get hung up. See you later.